But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Thanks, Greg. We talked about it recently, why old people used to look so old in the old days, and how a 50-year-old now doesn't look near as old as a 50-year-old did 50 years ago. Well, one of the reasons maybe has to do with the photography that we had in the old days. We've always wondered why Abe Lincoln looked so dang old. Didn't he die at, what was he, 56,
maybe?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But you see pictures of him even when he was younger, and he looked so wrinkled and haggard. Matter of fact, he did look like Merle Haggard. At some point, Merle Haggard and Abe Lincoln look exactly alike. What's with that? Well, thanks to the help of our savior, AI, we now get a better picture of what Abe Lincoln would have looked like to the human eye. One of the problems with black and white photography back before 1907 was that it was based on something that was called orthochromatic. That's what the film stock was, which meant that it was sensitive to all visible light except the part of the color spectrum where red exists, which are our warm tones. And when light hits our skin, you know, a lot of it bounces off, but some of it also penetrates the surface of our skin, and it illuminates our skin from inside, which makes our natural features, like wrinkles, less obvious. So someone you would see in person wouldn't look as wrinkly as they would on an orthochromatic film stock, which is the kind they used when they would take these portraits of Abraham Lincoln. So once you have that illumination from within the skin, you know, it kind of smooths everything out. It's almost like a filter. Mm-hmm. Our eyes have a natural filter. So AI went to work on some old photographs. They trained the AI by taking modern photographs and seeing how we now respond to people's skin and, you know, unretouched. And then they trained the AI to replicate that with old photographs. And so I tweeted out the results of this project done by Time Travel Reef Photography, which was developed by a team of researchers from the University of Washington, UC Berkeley, and Google Research. And you can see the way Abe Lincoln would have looked to us with our naked eye, as opposed to the photography that made him look so dang old.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, can you see the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much different he looks.
Boy, he looks a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he almost looks like a normal 50-something guy.
Right. Except he still looks a little bit like Merle Haggard.
Because of the beard?
Yeah. Somebody needs to animate the old picture of Abe Lincoln, that portrait that I posted, singing Mama Tried or Okie from Muskogee. That'd be awesome. Please do it.
156 years ago yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's when Lincoln got it through his head that they didn't want him in the theater.
Wow.
Terrible.
Man.
Said John Wilkes Booth. That was his most famous quote.
I don't think that's correct.
I think so. Check into it. How much do you know about Lincoln's assassination?
A little bit.
All right, who killed it?
John Wilkes Booth.
And what was John Wilkes Booth's occupation?
Well, he was a soldier. I don't know what he was outside of that.
He was an actor.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happened at the Ford Theater.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lincoln was killed in Ford's Theater, and Kennedy was killed in a Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coincidences between the Kennedy and Lincoln assassination.
John Wilkes Booth was treated by Dr. Mudd.
That's correct, who was a relative of Roger Mudd.
Yeah.
The journalist.
That's where the saying, your name is Mudd, came from.
Mm-hmm. And Lincoln didn't die right away. Didn't he die?
The next day, I think.
Yeah, lived a day.
Yeah.
With a head wound. And John Wilkes Booth jumped out of the box that the Lincolns were sitting in, I think, and jumped down onto the stage.
Yeah.
And do you know what he yelled out after he did it?
Hmm.
Go Cowboys.
No. He would never see. He was a Washington football team fan.
Not funny.
He yelled
not
out
a laughing matter.
Zeke was overrated.
Not a laughing matter.
A president,
matter.
Sir.
Terribly sorry. I think he yelled out death to tyrants. But he might have done it in Latin or something weird. But I think John Wilkes Booth broke his leg.
On that jump?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he injured his leg, and I think he hid out in a barn.
Uh-huh.
No, maybe, and Dr. Mudd didn't help Lincoln. He assisted John Wilkes Booth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why your name is Mudd, is if you helped John Wilkes Booth. If someone ever says your name will be Mudd in this town, that means that they think you will help out John Wilkes Booth.
Right.
That's all I know about the Lincoln assassination. Other than there's also the famous quote.
What a time in our country. We just make it through a civil war.
Yeah.
Then our president gets assassinated.
Then there's that famous quote that I still see on the internet, which is, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, what did you think of the play?
Terrible.
I know.
That's still mentioned. Anyway, this company, Time Travel Reef Photography, they took a lot of other famous people's photographs and did their little magic on them, too. And you can see it on their website. It's pretty cool to see Gandhi and Aretha and
Stevie.
Gandhi and Aretha. All the famous historical figures that they've done this to. You do realize that our descendants, should we have any, will be able to do a complete hologram of us.
Oh, yeah.
With the digital footprints that we're leaving behind, we will be completely recreated for the amusement of our descendants.
It makes me uneasy.
Oh, gosh, it's so uncomfortable. I mean, you can have your pole dancing grandma in your living room to entertain you and your buddies.
Oh, man.
Somebody's going to do that. They'll get the other guy's grandmother to pole dance in front of them.
Yep.
And the guy's all embarrassed as all his friends are giving him hell.
That'll be the prank of the future.
Yes.
Put your pole dancing grandma at your birthday party.
They'll have the two great grandfathers come out and start making out with each other.
Gosh. All right, don't.
I'm telling you, George, this is what's going to happen. You know that we always use our latest and greatest technology for cheap amusement.
Sure.
That's really the whole reason we invent technology, is for cheap amusement.
That's why later today you'll see Lincoln counting off a band and breaking
doing
into
Mama
a Haggard.
Yeah, doing some Merle Haggard. Right. It's called The Way It Is.
Yeah. Hilarious.
If you were at a party with a bunch of buddies and there were real life holograms that came in and did all this stuff, you would die laughing too.
Yes.
And you'd think it's so funny that your friend is turning beet red, embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's going to mess up history too. You're going to look back at sports highlights and Lincoln will be caddying for Tiger and things like that.
Yes. And it's going to be funny as hell.
I don't know, Abraham Lincoln caddied at the Masters.
Can you imagine how long Lincoln would be off the tee?
Oh, my gosh.
If he had a real nice, smooth
frame.
Swing.
Mm-hmm.
Really whip that thing down there. Go 600 yards.
Although, the wind would catch his hat way too many times and it would distract him.
He'd have to get a chin strap for that thing.
Why didn't he have a chin strap for that? That is the worst design hat.
Terrible.
I don't know why that was ever popular.
Yeah.
You're asking for it to be blown off.
Yes.
Or shot off. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
I don't think he was wearing his hat in the Ford Theater.
Well, I wasn't even talking about the assassination. I'm just talking about the cartoon kind of, you know.
George Dunham.
Thing. I didn't mean that. Sorry.
That is so dark. You know, I think that's the first time that I've really been offended by something that you said.
Okay.
I'm serious.
You're not joking.
I mean, we lost a president in that whole assassination deal.
Uh-huh. That didn't stop you from doing about 9 jokes in the last 5 minutes.
I didn't do any jokes about it.
The two of you may never put on those headsets again.
George made a comment earlier tonight that I didn't appreciate.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Wait, it will be a home run.
Kind of still is night, isn't it?
Right now?
Yeah.
Is it still night? When does night officially end? I think the night ends at 4 a.m.
What about sunrise?
What about it?
I don't know. Do you like it?
No. Yeah, I love it.
No. Isn't that when night ends?
No.
Sunrise.
I think this is early morning.
Yeah, you tell your kids now it's still nighttime when they wake up at 5 o'clock and it's still nighttime.
I think it's when the sun rises. Or a few minutes before sunrise when dawn starts to break and you get some light.
Hey, Dawn.
So he did, my point is, he did say something last night that he regrets.
No, that's this night.
He did say something.
So you're saying that this is not only this morning, but this is also last night?
I'm saying
we are broadcasting last night.
No,
we're currently broadcasting last night.
Kind of.
I made a comment
yes.
earlier tonight.
I'm saying that right now is tonight.
All right, but what if, so we have two tonights in a day?
Yeah, last night can be tonight.
Oh my God, I can't. My brain is hurting so bad right now.
It's midnight. Once we get past midnight, then it's morning.
I disagree with that, because when it's 12:30 a.m., it feels like nighttime.
Yeah, if you're out...
you say early this morning.
No, you don't.
People can say tonight.
No, if you and your buddies went out and you got in at 1 a.m. and you went to sleep...
We got in late last night.
And you wake up at 11 o'clock and you start talking about it, you refer to that as last night.
Right.
You don't say this morning.
Right.
But if you go to bed at 8 and you wake up at 5, you say, I slept through the night, not I slept through part of the night and part of the morning.
Yeah, because that's cumbersome. I think that anything after 4 a.m. is the next day.
Holy cow.
So right now, we are broadcasting the next day.
So the two of you have both said something you regret the next day. Next day that you regret.
Yeah. Yeah, and we said it tonight.
Correct.
I made some bold claims
the first tonight.
Yesterday.
Made some bold claims.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEC 632 on the ticket. Coming up next.